If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。Hello， 你好，欢迎收听独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是大狗熊，还是一期我在 YouTube 上发布的英文视频。那么这期节目呢，是关于在2022年作为一个设计师如何进行职业成长的。我列出了十条职业成长的需要去注意的事项。那么这些内容其实不仅只是针对设计师，也可以针对所有现在在职场上工作的人，可以作为一个提醒的一个清单。那么我觉得这个内容也挺有意思啊，所以专门录制一期中文的这个简介，那么和大家分享。首先要说这个列这个清单的目的呢，我觉得已经很明确了，就是这些年我们都知道不确定性是这几年唯一的确定性啊，一句老话是这个2019年是前十年最坏的一年，但是后十年最好的一年。现在2022年，我觉得至少前这三年都验证了这句话。那么不知道后面会发展如何，但至少可以确定2022年有很多的不确定性。那么我们在进行这个自己的职业方向的发展规划的时候呢，也要考虑到这些不确定性，所以这个清单是出于这样的一个目的。那么一共有十条。第一条，存应急的资金， save urgent money。 那么这一条呢，我觉得非常的关键，不管你在什么样的行业，都需要存一笔能够应急的钱，那么以备职业上出现中断，或者是家里面出现一些大事的时候呢，能够作为应急。那么一般建议是至少能够有3个月左右的这个生活资金能够使用，然后多的话最好到半年能够作为这个应急使用。当然我觉得这一条很多中国人都有这个存钱的习惯，所以可能会比较作为一个提醒吧，就是没有那么关键。那么第二个呢是 keep learning the tools 啊，那么是作为职场上的人，作为设计师，当然有很多的这个工具需要去学习其实每年的这个技术领域都会有不同的新的工具和这个软件，这些会产生。那么还是要保持这种学习的这种状态，那么可能你需要把每年自己的职业时间留出一部分专门用于学习。第三呢是 clarify career roadmap。 那么这一点我觉得是就是翻译过来就是理清你的职业发展的路线图。那么可以花一点时间去梳理一下，就是自己到底适合做什么样的这个类型的工作，在你所从事的这个领域啊。举个例子啊，比如说我作为一个用户体验设计师，那么通常这种职业发展的成长呢，当你到一个 senior 就是比较资深的这个设计师之后呢，会有两条分叉，一条分叉呢是进行管理，另外一条分叉呢是成为这个技术方面的这个核心啊。那么就是一条呢是成长为 design manager，另外一条呢是成长为 principal designer。 那么两条路线的这个发展策略不太一样，那么可以 更早的去梳理一下，就是你所在的这个行业的这个职业发展的路线，然后结合自己的客观情况，那么做一个2到3年的这种中期的职业规划，其实是有必要的。第四条， build or update your portfolio。 那么对于设计师来说，自己的个人portfolio 网站，就是你的作品网站、作品集，是一个很重要的这个工作能力的一个证明，那么需要去更新。那么这个领域呢，这个方面对于像以作品为说话的这种类型的这个工作呢是非常重要的，设计师、摄影师包括程序员，其实也有必要去有一个自己的一个平台，然后去分享自己的作品。第五条， take care of your well-being， 就是注意自己的健康状况。那么这一点我觉得是我从狗熊有话说播客最早就做过关于设计师猝死的这个节目，那么这个话题聊了也很多了，个人的这个健康、身心的健康，不用多说。那么更多我觉得需要去考虑你要长期的工作啊，那么是一个长期的可持续的这种工作状态。好的，第六条，improve your meta skills， 就是提升你的原能力。这里这个话题我其实展开聊过，但在这里呢简单说一下，就是我指的原能力就是那种能够影响你提升自己能力的能力，然后能够传递到所有的职业中的这种都有价值的这种能力。比如说我作为设计师来说，认为设计师的原能力就是storytelling 叙事能力、沟通能力 communication， 还有 presentation 这个表达或者说这个展现能力，那么这三个能力是需要去提升的。那么找到你自己的 meta skill， 你的原能力，然后去提升。好的，第七条，build something， 就是做点东西。那么这个就是不一定适合所有的职业啊，就是我指的做点东西呢，就是去做一点实物，或者是做一点自己的项目，那么来增加自己的反脆弱性，增加自己对抗风险的能力。好，第八条呢，build your own design system， 创建自己的属于自己的这个设计系统。这个也是只是针对设计师来说，就在这里就不展开说了。第九条，update your design knowledge system， 就是提升你的设计知识管理系统。那么这个可以泛泛的来说，就是知识管理系统对于任何行业来说，你在职场工作你需要有一套自己的这个知识管理、信息管理的这种系统，是很有必要的啊，比如花点时间去研究一下 Notion 啊，或者是其他这些软件平台，那么创建一个属于自己的这样的一个系统。第十， connect with the community of your industry， 和你所在行业的这个社群连接，就是你至少知道你在这个行业最牛的这个专家是些谁，然后呢同样的其他的从业者同行有些谁，和他们有一些基本的联系，那么这种联系越强，你的对抗风险的能力也就越强。 OK， 这就是这一期节目。喜欢收听英文节目或者观看视频内容的话呢，记得去订阅我的 YouTube 频道，搜索 Bear Talk 就行了， B-E-A-R-T-A-L-K。 好的，那么这期节目就到这里，感谢你的收听，我们下期节目再见，拜拜。
Hello, welcome to Bear Talk. This is Bear. I think after 2021 and the year before, we all had experience of dealing with uncertainties, and probably we are good at it or not. Things will happen again in 2022. Actually, we can see similar uncertainties will keep happening again, maybe for a few months or even longer. So I wrote a list for myself at the beginning of this year to remind myself what I should take care of and what are the things that I should focus on doing in this year and coming years. So I think, just informally share those 10 things with you and hope that it makes sense for you as a designer to grow in 2022 as well. So here are the list. The first item, save your urgent money. I think this is cannot be more important than any time before. So we might have a redundancy or we might lose our clients or projects. So it can hugely impact our life or not. I've been redundant earlier 2020, and thankfully I saved some money before. So during that transition stage, it's not that hard to live the similar lifestyle with my family. So highly encourage you to save some money, and probably around 3 months to 6 months for your daily, for your monthly outcome for your family, that will be a good money to save. Second thing, keep learning the tools. And as a designer, I think there'd be never a better time for us to learn as a designer, because there are so many tools, so many useful things or materials or references to resources to use. And 10 years ago, we only have Photoshop, right? Now we have multiple available tools to do that. But to be honest, there might be too many tools to focus. But still, we need to upskill our ability and get ready for the new trends and new requirements. So personally, I think at least you will need to dominate one or two UI tools, for example, Figma or Sketch, and then start to explore some other tools that can help you to become a better designer. So personally, I might start some time to explore Webflow this year just for some personal project, but I don't know. Let's see. The third thing is about your career roadmap. And this part is about to think about what you're going to improve, where are you going to grow as a designer. So for example, if you're a junior designer and maybe the middle term or the short term goal is to become an intermediate or a senior designer, but do you think about the managing roles as well, like product manager or other people lead managing roles? So that could be different, and also need to spend some time to think about that and be clear about your career. So for me, I think at this stage, for this year, I want to really become a senior product designer, which means that I have the confidence to make some critical decisions on design and able to communicate well with stakeholders and clients on any projects, and able to dealing with possible challenges. So yeah, that's my career goal. The fourth, build or update your portfolio. I feel a little bit shame to speak about this point because I haven't updated my portfolio for ages. And to be honest, my portfolio website just expired because I didn't pay the renew fee. And I'm not feeling it's an urgent thing because I'm not using it to find new jobs or opportunities. But still, as a designer, a portfolio is necessary, is essential. So I will spend some time this year to update my portfolio, and hope you have something similar to update your portfolio. And it's quite tricky because if you work with a corp, something confidential that you cannot share. And also, the platform of portfolio website, portfolio platforms are quite a lot to choose. So quite time consuming. But I think at least get something ready for share. It's first step. And if you're a junior designer, that's more important than senior. The fifth of my tips, take care of your well-being. I think this is especially important at this stage. If you work remotely, or if you there are a lot of changes about how the ways of work and our lifestyle is changing as well. So be sure to prioritize your well-being and take care of your sleep, your eat, and do some workout, things like that, and maybe meditation or yoga or other things. So well-being in general is something we need to consider if you want to live a long and healthy life as long as possible as a designer. Yep, that's the fifth one. The sixth one, improve your meta skills. So I think when we speak about meta skills, that's all the skills of the skill. So for example, some transferable skills such as storytelling, communication, presentation, those are super important for a designer to improve. And no matter where you're going to work or who you're going to work, those are critical skills to improve. So I think spend more time on your meta skills rather than on the tools will be a good strategy to grow and improve. Number seven, build something. So this is about, as a designer, we want to do some practical practice or actually make some progress on something can really help people's life. And if you are working a large corp or if a project is not decide by yourself, sometimes it's quite frustrated, like you get some progress in design but actually it doesn't happen. So I suggest to build something for yourself. It could be something tangible, like you can try to build a notebook, for example, or just to try to build some furniture, but also maybe build something that you have the decision to make it happen, like build a website or an app or other things. So I think if you are able to create something, that feels really good. Even when you work, you cannot do that. You can do that in your personal time. And number seven, build your own design system. This is quite interesting because I find it's super helpful for me last year when I start to map something out and to create something I'm using for some of my work project. It's super helpful. Like I create a deck for any project I'm going to work with, a problem statement, with customer persona template or other things, or design progress template, so that whenever I need, I can share with other team member or with a wider team. So this is something you can also think about to do. Number nine, update your design knowledge system. So this is another interesting topic about knowledge management system. Personally, right now I'm using Notion for me to organize all the information I need. And also I use Eagle to collect all the graphic or all the visual elements that I or other examples that I can storage. So probably I'll also consider to improve that platforms. And yeah, I will let you know. And the final one, number 10. Connect with the community of your industry. This is super important. And wherever you work, New Zealand, Australia, US, Canada, you probably already have local communities with other designers, other creative people. So just try to reach out and connect with them. Try to contribute something or just to get to know people. So that could guide you to your next job or other things. Right, those are the 10 things I think I will do in 2022, and hope those tips are helpful for you. Be sure, if you are interested about this and haven't subscribed to this channel, please do subscribe this. And I'll talk to you in the next video. Ciao.